Find out if above. Ein avarach acher yain shebesuda. One does not make an independent bracha on the wine that someone drank at the end of his meal. There's a Muslim put rasa. There's a Muslim part of that. Mechein potes yain shelifnei a Muslim. Also part of the wine one drank beforehand. Afilo lo hoyo yain is a torah Muslim. Even if he didn't continue drinking in the meal. So according to this, it's understandable why even though we make kiddush on wine. And that's lifnei amazon. Even so, one does not have to make a halagefen on that, because it patters. The wine that will be in the suda and the birchas amazon patters that. Ma'ase, the halachah he brings, there are opinions that say that the wine that one drinks before the suda, even kiddush, is not covered by the birchas amazon. So he says of various eitzes. Either he says that when one makes kiddush, he should drink only below the milk, he shouldn't drink a full revius, and that way he gets out of this suffix. And he brings a chayon that says that if he drank the full cup, then he should have kavana by birsa mazon to poter that wine. But this in such a fashion, the birsa mazon will help with the evet. The mice in the Mishavu says, the best thing always to do is, if somebody made kiddush in the beginning of the Suda, to have in mind by birsa mazon, intentionally to pater with a birsa mazon the wine that he drank for kiddush. In respect to a wine of Abdullah that one drank before his meal, we'll discuss later.